First of all, I'd just like to ask a request that there's a dire need for people to help clean up here afterwards. The three areas that need is the kitchen needs to be cleaned up. That's one. You can, Ruben, you can hold off on the pause button if you would. Okay. We have 10 more mics to go. Now he says the Voidash Hadas Gamke on Amutkov Hovov that Kikasha Heva Kashbrochal Mitzvah Makis Hikoi Sum Bechol Chalke Oilam. Kimshekemoisha Man and Shabo Aleim Makis Lamakal Milo Chal Oilam Kachai Boim Le Makis Bechol Chalke Oilam Gamke. Bechalke Oilam Yimasar. So the same number 10. And like we said before, all the things you say about the numbers are correct. Somebody's going to say, you can't tell me that the number system works for addition and subtraction and multiplication. And there are a dozen laws that they work with, and they work with fine. The part of it is one way of organizing the 10 is 3, 3, 3, and 1. One way of organizing the 10 is a hemshach of 10. And all of them are correct. So he said, it's going to be keneged b'riyas olam. Veheim asara chalokim, the chalok olam asara, the chalokim of the world is 10, and let's take the simplest marker for it. It says asara mamaris nevroilam, even though there was 7 days, but there were 10 mamarim. Veheim asara chalokim shavar kash bochum sheis me beishis. Ulekol chalek echad maimech veatzmoy. Every chalek has a maima. Veheim asara mamaris ben boroi lomoy. And those are Asar Mamarish of Bar Lomay. Ki Breishis Gam Ki Maimahu. Breishis is also a Maimer. Kedisa Shachzah Shoshana. Ba'afa Gavshaya Makis Poselein Ki Seidim Amores Sheben Barak HaShbaruch Sa Lomay. Neshekolechad Vechad Seidim Yuchad. Even though it's not in this exact order of Briyas HaOlam, it's still connected that. V'zeh. Ki Le'inyin HaKos HaMako Tomid HaMako Shemilomayla The progression of makas has to be minakala kovit. So the structure is, for instance, when a person builds a house, the order that a person builds a house in is innate to the house's needs. You build foundations first, and then you put in the place the piping, and then you put in this, you put in that. That's a correct order for building a house. When you attack a house, what you do is first you break down the easy fence. Then you go in a little bit further. You try to find the weak spots and go from that inwards. So the Maisa, when you want to conquer the entire house, you're going to conquer every piece that was built, but the order in which you'll conquer it won't be the same because each one's got its own order. The order of building has its own framework. The order of attacking it has... The basic attack is minakala kavi, the weakest spots are the strongest spots. So therefore, each one has its own seder. Then he says, "Veze kilinya kosa makat tom makshu milos yisakosh olafika chayo oilim milamata lamaila." Veze shagoyim shina b'seder mamaris. That's why there is a difference in the seder. Umekol makan timtum mivur shakal ila makas eknegas hamaris. The reason for it is a very simple reason, also. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we said over yesterday, the Vart from the Chassidish Vart, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the 10 Makas brought out the Asara Mamaris, the Asara Zadibris and the Asara Mamar. In other words, when there was Kfira and of Pari, and the world B'chlal was Shakua in Kfira and Avodah Zarah, you had to reclaim all Chalkei Abriya. It's as if you had to recapture every single part of the Briya. So Keneged every single Maimer, you had to break Paro's grip on it. So if Paro said that he's the god of light, you had to break on light. If he said he's the god of rain, you have to break that. And the basic chelke briyotem and b'meila, you have to do each one. V'zeh she'timtzu b'mayim ha'achrein, v'yeyim ha'shem hinei nesagel chem es kol esev zarei ha'zer l'ochlo. Zehu ha'mayim ha'asiri, she'nosna ha'shem yizbarach l'balechayim parnesosam, ומזוינם על ידי שהמזוינס בחילוסם שובים לדם. וכאשר הם דם, מהם יספיינס הבלחי, שיושב אדם חלק הבוסר, זאת אומרת, אדם יספנס אבל חי וחיוסי. Let's explain that in a little bit Barchover. We saw this in the Maral in beginning, actually, in Agadah Shel Pesach. He spoke about this in an earlier perek. He spoke about the meaning of Parnasa. It says, Gimel Mafteches were not nimser to Bnei Adam. The Gemara says in Tainis, Chaya, birth, Kiyasameisim, Geshem, and somebody says even Parnasa. So the first three are easier. The first three are all the Yesh Me'ayins in the Bria. Birth is the Yesh Me'ayin that we can see. Tchias HaMeisim is a Yesh Me'ayin. Geshem is the one part of the Bria that's a normal part of the Bria and yet totally unpredictable. It's a Yesh Me'ayin. Parnasa has another angle to it. Even though Geshem is usually associated with Parnasa, but Geshem is something that when we speak of why it's the Nimsa Tagadosh Baruch Hu, it's because the cause and effect of it are so not the Nimsa. It's like we don't know what causes it and so on. The cause and effect of Parnasa as opposed to Geshem is another inyan. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Bria, so basically everything that's there is there already. There's also an angle in the Bria, especially in the dynamic part of the Bria, that unless there's an ongoing mini Bria, the Bria will not be Niskayim. For instance, if you take a stone, once a stone is born into creation, it stays that way. Unless something ruins it, there's no reason in the world why it shouldn't stay the way it is. A tzomeach needs a continual rejuvenation for it to exist. Parnasa means the continuous kiyum ha'olam, the fact that the world needs to have a continuous reason to exist. A person is created, creation of being born does not make you into a living being. Your continuous chiyus is making you into a living being. So b'meila, if parnasa is an ongoing bria. It's interesting that in the Yiddish the phrase used for parnasa a lot of times is chiyuna. In other words, is chiyus. There's a Mishnah about Metzia. The first mission is Shtayim Ochsim Metalis, that you go bus of the whoever's holding you, you split it up, and you know if each one is typhus, the talis he takes Mashiach de Magas, and if the Shariach Loku. On the last mission in Bob Metzia is that if you have a garden between two people, and one is taller than the other, and you have something growing on the side, so we pass in. That we look at Mehechan Ayerek Azechai, that you see where is it getting its chiyus from. Because a talus exists, its status quo is where its metzias is. So if the talus is my hand, it's by me. If it's your hand, it's by you. And if it's the middle, it's shavah b'shavah. A plant is not where it's growing, but where it's being yoinik from. Because chayim, the metzias of chayim is in its shorish. So Parnasa is, that's why the Mafteach of Parnasa is by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it's also the Yesh Mayim, it's the Chelek of Bria in the world. So Dam in a person is that same dynamic. All the other Ivarim are there. The blood is what brings to each Ivar its Chiyus, its oxygen, its food, and so on. V'kashahem Dam, so he says, V'zeh Dam. The way in which they get their mezainis is that it becomes dam. Because shehem dam, mehem yisparnas abalchai. She yoshev adam chelek basa. Umin adam yisparnas abalchai ruchi yusay. Veshina HaKadosh Baruch Hu ma'im azeh. She kola yor dam. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu fooled around with this ma'im and everything became dam. Ukemoy she botlehem ha'ma'im im hoya chose b'riyas adam. And just like if all blood would cease they would die. Im hoyer kein nechshav hefsed v'kulkul kasher tosefes dam. Shekol tosefes hol yoyin shavahu. Too much dam is exactly the same issue as too little dam. Gemara Chulin, it says kol yesek adafel dam. If you have 5 feet, the animal's a strafes. If it has 4 feet, that's 3 kidneys, it's strafes. That's two, as 1 kidney. That's the din of kol yesek adafel dam. I want to add in the kudet there also. In Kol Yesek Natal Dami. Any system that is static, more is usually better. If two racks will support something, three racks will certainly support it. If you need beams that are 2 feet wide to hold up a building and you make them 3 feet wide, there's a kol shekein. In anything which is static, the Teva Dvarim is that there is no yes, there is better. Dai v'hoisa. I mean, it's extra. It doesn't make any sense that it's less good. In something which is in flux, there's always a balance between koiches. There's a sfarna we said over once in the Chumash. This sfarna says, how come when you ask people as their health, you speak about shalom? It's a pasuk, shalom avim. He wasn't asking if somebody attacked Yaakov Avinu, he was asking if he's in good health. He's an old man already. Shleim Avinu, Lidros B'Shlomo. Why is it called Shalom? I mean, if you're talking about health, you're not talking about a person being attacked. Why is it called? So the Sfarno says that health means is a person's system in balance or not. There is too high temperature, too low temperature, too much sugar, too much fat, too little fat. The whole goof, the helmet is a metzias of having a right balance. There is not any way of saying, you know, there's not too much of a good thing. There is nothing good in the body inherently that doesn't, I think that Sfarno also says that's the difference because of Kaddish Baruch Hu's refuah and B'nai Adam's refuah. We say that Kaddish Baruch Hu's only gives a refuah shleima. I don't remember really on what he dashes it. What? But the difference is anything there isn't, he says there's no such thing as a human medicine that doesn't have side effects. Because the Teva Dvarim is, you're giving a person to raise his blood pressure, so for a person low blood pressure it's good, but raising blood pressure is a problem, and vice versa. There is no medicine that's inherently kula l'tov, because You're by definition upsetting the balance, except sometimes you need to do that. Masha Ein Kein, it's interesting as a side comment how quote unquote modern thought, you know, once upon a time all medicines were good. Then people began to realize it's terrible, a lot of terrible side effects and so forth. Then at the rate they're going, everything has a side effect, and then mainly you can ban everything. Finally, the quote-unquote modern thinking is you have to balance the effects versus the good that it's doing. It's not, nothing is all good. The best medication is a glass of water. There's nothing else that doesn't have a side effect. Except you have to balance it in each person. But in any system that's dynamic, since Parnassus is an ongoing system, there can't just be a lot of dam is good. Adarava, the main refuah in the Gemara was Hakazas dam for someone with too much dam. So too much dam is also being menatik by nas of a person. Amaka shniya hatzvadeya, who kineged mayim yishutza mayim sheretz nefesh chaya, who bazer botalehem mayim sheretz nefesh chaya shei kateisefes. Kateisefes umidras shnehem כאחד שווים שנחשב הכל כאשר יש יציר מן הסדר מימה וכאן הישוני מסדר הטבעי. So here also ישוצו המים שרץ נפש חיים means that the mayim should have a koach to be molded a certain chiyus. In other words, a body of water has in it a quality that it produces an ecosystem of life around it. You have fish, you have frogs, you have this, you have that. That's part of the koyach achiyas of mayim. It's moiled a certain piyas around it. If that becomes, so let's take an example. If you have a still body of water that's completely sterile, you know, like a Yam HaMelech of sorts or something. So there's not no chiyus around there, and it's just water. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the teva in the mayim that it can be moiled to chiyus. So the water produces fish, it produces this, it produces that. That's the mahal. If it overgrows with fish or even today they have like algae or something like that, it chokes the water to death, it blocks the water, clogs the water, and then it becomes dead again. In the mahalach of Yishetzu HaMayim, Sheretz Nefesh Chaya means there should be a koyach of mayim to keep giving a Sheretz Nefesh Chaya. If you upset the system and it becomes too much, you kill that as well. Hamaka Shishis Kinim, Shay Afram Kinim, Loka Mayim Yikova Mayim Tira Yabosha. Ba'ashav Loka Yabosha Shu Afar Oretz Vias Kinim. Vein Ofa Lamoka Maroli Yishuv Shazenika Ofa. Shasharas Nika Oretz. Avul Ofa Nemal Oretz Im Yishevez Kimucha Fe Kisidam. So the Gemara says over there that Ofer, it's fair a little bit what is right in the Gemara is, because the Gemara speaks about Ofer Midbar versus Ofer Yishuv, but it says Oretz means land, Ofer means something which is Roy for Yishuv. Earth that's good to plant is called Ofer, and so on. So Yikova Mayim Tirah Yabasha means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mekalkel the Makom Yishuv. In other words, a place that should have been a Makom Yishuv becomes difficult. Kinim are latch onto people and they make the Yishuv difficult. And the middle devil is against that. Orav Keneged Toitzi Haaretz Nefesh Chaya. Sheshina HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mayim Azeh Shebo LaHashos Degamri. It was the same thing. Toitzi Haaretz Nefesh Chaya means the land would support a life system, but if the life system overwhelms it, it becomes, again, it chokes it. Deva, kenegyu mo'eres b'rikya shemayim. Muskal mitzal ma'aynim, ki ischachus ha'dova bo minitzaitzis ha'kechov ma'ashi chudish v'marteyem. U'mehem yichudish shinu ha'ava v'ipushoy minitzis ha'kechov ken oma ma'aynim. The fikach ha'deva shebolem mu'make b'mayim yimoyres b'rikya shemayim. The Gemara explains it the way it was understood then. I think you can explain it similarly in the way we understand it today, the signs of it at least. Deva tends to come when you have certain climate issues. A very hot climate, very humid climate, when there are sometimes extremes in climates or severe changes, you get a deva. The way deva works seems it works much better when the heat or whatever spoils something. So eshinui in since the moiras hashemayim are the primary changes in the weather, the heat and the cold and so on. So deva affects that. Shchin hu makke b'mayim anasar mitzalmenu kikvar isbayal lemaylo ki shchin makke dvuke b'adam loymatzonu dvuke b'adam zulase. And it's very interesting. It's very interesting. Maka shchin is not something that it kills you. Betzim, it's not the disease. It's not dever. It's not max bechayus. Shchin, it's something, it's not kinim make life uncomfortable. Shchin is something that destroys the tzuras adam. You become repulsive to somebody else because of the shchin. And that's keneged nasarim tzalmeinim. Bara keneged yirakir dach hamayim v'imagul b'mayim l'mayim. O b'mayim azin eschadish pol noise v'rakia. U bo mimena abora tshaloikid ar chateva o min hoge shal oilom. V'zeh oshonim b'mayim yirakir dach hamayim. Now, Yirakia meant that Elyonim would not overwhelm Tachtonim, that nothing coming from Elyon would invade the Tachtonim, and the Barat was that. Arba Skegetaitz Arts 8 Pri Eisa Pri, Ke Arba Yosem Yuchim Kosha Ataloim Shumashas Apri, Ke Chziv Zer Aftaitz Asarim Atasarim Asana Arba, Boidnem Ka Eitzchu Pri Admosi Yoshat Sosol Shum Zer Tire Ke Arba Myuchim Shumashas Eitz Apri. ואף אגב שהבורד גם כן הוא ימק על עץ הסודה, אין זה מיוחד לעץ הסודה, שגם בהם עבוד הוא ימק על בורד, אבל something, אבל ארבע לא ימיוחד כמעט ספרי, וזה השכה ספרי הנפש הביוחד. Achoshech umaka el maimer yihi or. Achoshech is specifically against yihi or. Let me just maybe explain one nekuda, what the yichud of yihi or is. We're talking, Islam, this is something, just an interesting point. In the building of the world, why is Yehi Or the first mimer? I'll give you an example. Let's say somebody wants to be Mesada the room. So you open up the light so that you can organize the room. That's a pretty reasonable assumption. Let's say you have a blind person who's hosting somebody. So he first organized the room. However he organized the room, normally he'll do it that way without a light, doesn't need to. Then the last thing he says, I have a guest coming, he'll put the light on. Light is not necessary for building the world. I mean, logically even, for somebody that doesn't need light, you could make the Shemayim and the Rekia and the Mayim and the Behemoth and the Chayas. And then if you need people, put the light on. Why is he or such an early, and it is, it's the earliest Bria that we're aware of. So the answer is as follows. Let's take an example. I will ask you, what do you call a person who trains animals to do tricks? They tell me, a circus keeper, an animal trainer. How do you train, what do you call a person who says, who has deep thoughts, as a philosopher? What do you call a person like this? Then I'll tell you, this person that I'm talking about actually writes movie scripts. And in it, he has animals that have to perform, and people have to say deep things, and this, that. And crimes have to be solved. So the answer is he's a movie producer who needs, for his movie, trained animals and crimes and people solving crimes and people saying things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Sheirish of the Bria as such is Gilui. In other words, Gilui is the largest framework. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Bria in order to be Megala himself. For whatever reason, he wanted to be Megala world to Nivroim. So the funnel through which everything comes from is Giluyim. It's an Arichus Dvarim, but in other words, every other Hanhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a prat. It's a subdivision of being Megala. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megala Chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being Megala Din. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being Megala Hestaponim. That's also a Gilui. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megala that if he doesn't want to, then he doesn't prepare himself. But that's all being shown on the movie screen. It's all taking place. Yehi Or is the pshat, the first, if there would be no Ratzon for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Megala himself, there'd be no Bria. The large picture is Or, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, let there be a Gili of Kvod Yisbarach. Within that framework, you get a whole Bria. So Chayesh is taken Maima Yor, and Yehi Or is taken the Pshat, the Ratzon for Gili. Makas Bechayesh Reishis Oynam Keneged Maima Breishis. Shabchay Reishis Leboy Machra. The Gemara says that Breishis Nami Maima Have, and it's a Maima that we have no, we don't even hear the word Vayayma. But Neged Maima Breishis, who Reishis a Bria Gamke. Ushneim reishis hein. Ukemoish makis bechayer shkula k'nei kolamakis. Kach ma'im abreishis shoku k'nei kolamamoros. Shaken yesh b'medrashis. Vehine be'elas esamakis huku bechol esachal ke'olam. And ve'kshem koylam kol olam acher huku b'chol. So therefore, the asara makis are k'neged the asara mamoros because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was wanted to completely, he wanted to be Megala himself in every chelik of the Bria. The Makkah is also, it says in the Gemara, says that it's a get of bailus. If a person takes something that's yours, it says, and it's a shayla of other ma'isedim ba'atzmana. The Gemara says, let him take a makel and hit him on the head with it. In other words, the demonstration of bailus is that I use any means necessary to get you off your squatting of my rishus. So the makis is something which a person can, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megala the makis as something which can, where he chases away all other contenders from the Bria. So you need a 10 makis, kirgit asar mamaris. Asar mamaris is something which is, anything which is esser is an entire Bria. And the makis, the structure of makis is different than the structure of Bria. The structure of Bria is layers of what's necessary for Bria, whereas the makis tended to come from the bottom up, that they're going min akala kovet, from where it's easier to attack to where it's harder to attack. Okay, we'll hold it here. This is a break over here. Okay, so maybe if hopefully Sunday, Mitzvashem, if I'll still be at 3:30, we'll have a share. I'll play by ear, as they say.